Ah. There you are, then. I brought you a large one.
Thanks.
I hope it was the sweet martini you wanted. The red one, that is.
Oh, I prefer the red one.
Only I didn't ask.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I prefer the red.
I usually ask. You know, what people want in the way of sweet or dry or red or white. And it's no use getting it if it isn't what they want, is it?
Never mind. You got it right.
I don't know why I didn't ask you.
Well, cheers.
Good luck. Ah, I mean that. I really do. I wish you lots of luck.
Thank you very much.
I think it's terrific that you've landed this job, I mean.
Oh, I was lucky, that's all.
No, it wasn't luck. You deserve it. Sometimes you can tell immediately that people deserve things. I knew the first week you were with the firm you wouldn't stay with us. And I said to myself, she won't be here very long, I said. She's the sort of girl who's going places. And good luck to her.
But I stayed 3 years.
3 years? Is it?
Just over. Oh, it's April now. I came to the firm in March.
It doesn't seem like 3 years. Just a few weeks, really.
Oh, the time's gone quickly.
I was just beginning to get used to you being there.
I didn't think I'd stay one. No, let alone three. The first month was the worst. I didn't think I'd last the first month out.
No, you didn't like us much then at the beginning.
Well, it wasn't anyone in particular. Just that the whole atmosphere was different. Well, you know, from what I was used to.
I understand.
For one thing, it was being the only girl. You know, amongst all those men. I don't think a man can understand what it's like for a girl working in a department when everyone else is a man.
I know what you mean.
There are exceptions, of course.
Well, that's nice.
Of which you are one.
Well, it's a pity you're leaving, just as we were getting to know each other.
3 years, imagine. Oh, I didn't think I'd last the first month.
I apologise for my colleagues.
You come to expect the remarks, I mean.
I suppose some are worse than others.
But it's the hands I object to. The actual physical examination.
I know what you mean. Well, it was nice of you to come. You know, in the circumstances.
It was nice of you to ask me.
I'm afraid I didn't give you very much notice.
Oh, never mind. I wasn't doing anything particular tonight. I mean, nothing in particular.
Well, I'm glad.
So it fitted in perfectly, really. Otherwise, I'd have been at a loose end. Oh, well, for a couple of hours, you understand.
Oh, I understand.
Until I got my train.
You're off home, then?
Yes, just for a week.
Bit of a break.
Well, I thought I might as well have a few days off. Between jobs, I mean.
That's right.
The trains aren't very frequent.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I mean, not to our part of the world. Of course, I could have got an earlier one. I mean, if I'd got away smartly at 5:30, I'd have got the 6:14.
Of course.
But it would have been, well, a bit of a rush.
It was nice of you to stay.
Well, I wanted to stay when you asked me. It was just that I didn't want to hang about, you know, waiting for a train.
Oh, I understand.
So I'm glad you asked me. Really, I am.
I was going to ask you before.
Were you?
I've had it in my mind for some time.
Oh, you should have. I wouldn't have minded. Oh, I like men who are decisive.
That's my trouble.
Polite men. I mean, gentlemen like you who ask. Instead of taking liberties.
Well, I've been meaning to ask you.
I know what you mean.
But somehow I just didn't get around to it.
Reticence is an admirable quality. In some ways. They say fools rush in. Don't they?
It's just that I didn't want you to misunderstand.
Oh, I understand.
I didn't want you to think that I was just another...
bottom pincher.
That sort of thing.
You can always tell, the man who do it, I mean.
That's what my wife tells me. She says that you can always tell.
Yes, you can.
She says that's why she's not jealous of me. She says I'm not the sort to, you know.
I'm sure she's right.
What I'm always wondering is what they you know, get out of it.
I wonder myself.
You're making a public exhibition like that.
Of course, some girls... I mean, it would appear that some girls...
Oh, I know what you mean.
Like that sort of thing.
Yeah, I've heard about girls like that. We read about them in the newspaper.
Well, you've only got to look at the magazines floating round the office.
Well, I don't know where they get the money from, some of them.
Whereas I prefer the real thing. Don't you?
I know what you mean.
Most men... Well, you know, wouldn't understand. Have you been married long?
Why?
Well, I just wondered, that's all.
You didn't think I was married, did you?
I never really thought about it.
Honest?
I mean, not until you asked me for a drink.
And my wife says you can always tell.
Sometimes I can tell, not always.
I suppose it depends upon the woman.
And on the man.
I know what you mean.
I asked if you'd been married long.
Oh, a number of years.
But you don't care to remember how many?
Well, they've been some of the happiest years of my life.
Oh, that's nice.
Some of them.
Hmm.
Happy years, really.
Good.
Some of them.
I suppose you have to learn to take the good with the bad.
I beg your pardon?
In marriage, I mean.
Well, I can't say that any of them have been bad, not really. Some of them have been good.
Makes you wonder, though.
Is it noisy in here? Am I going deaf?
Marriage, I mean.
It could be age, of course. We can't keep our faculties forever.
I mean, it's
we?
All right when you're young.
Well, I've been very fortunate. I've had a full life.
But what about later on?
My father went deaf, you know. In later life.
But you're still so young. I mean, you've got nothing to worry about.
I suppose you have to expect that sort of thing with age.
It's all in the mind, you know, to a large extent. Don't you think? I mean, for example... Most of my girlfriends, I mean, girls of my own age, they're already married.
But you're not 20 yet.
22.
I don't tell you how old I am.
Oh, go ahead, go on. I'll close my eyes and put fingers in my ears.
Honestly?
Oh, you're only as old as you feel.
Well, I must confess, I don't feel my age.
Imagine. They're worried about me. My friends, that is. Afraid that I might get left on the shelf or something. But I... Why? Careless.
You're young, yum. You could be... 18.
Oh, you wouldn't have asked me out when I was 18. Oh, I was a mess. My hair's short. I had it chopped as soon as I left school, and my nose was a mess. I was a complete mess, in fact. Well, that is if my mother was to be believed.
Oh, there's always plenty of time
this
to get married.
This is the 20th century, I tell them. They don't seem to understand. They're married, and that's that.
I know what you mean.
And they've got nothing to look forward to, really, except children and divorce.
Well, as I say, fortunately, we're very happy.
Why don't you tell me about it?
Well, there's nothing to tell, really.
Well, tell me something. Well, is she blonde, for instance?
She says she's mouse, but I prefer to think of her as blonde. More, autumnal, really.
Sort of golden colour.
I don't know why I'm telling you all.
Because I'm interested to know.
Well, on our first meeting...
And besides, we've got to talk about something. It's one of the purposes of conversation, isn't it? Well, my mother's always saying that to me. Talk about something, she says. She was always talking about what a mess my hair was and my nose. Mm. It's funny how hair is such a topic of conversation.
I tell her it's getting more golden all the time, but she thinks the gold is in my imagination.
Is it?
Well, certainly, it's different now. I mean, it's changed over the years, you know... Gone through certain mutations.
I know what you mean.
Although it's nothing that she's done to it, and nothing like that. She couldn't be bothered for one thing.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, and I wouldn't want her to be anything but natural. I don't like the unnatural look myself.
Well, that's what I said to my mother, but she insisted. There are some things a girl has got to get straight. She said.
Yes, I think you're one of the most natural girls I've ever met.
Of course, it doesn't show. I mean, my mother said that nobody would ever even know the difference. I couldn't see the point in having it done if it wasn't going to be noticed. Oh, she insisted. My mother's like that when she gets an idea into her head. Mind you, I think it is better. An improvement, I mean. I mean, when I look back on it...
Oh, I understand.
At the time, I was that embarrassed.
I know what you mean.
I mean, how would you like to go around with two black eyes and sticking plaster all over your face for nearly a month? Oh, all in the name of beauty.
I like a girl who bothers. My wife wouldn't have bothered. Not about her appearance.
Do you think I've got a nice nose?
Hmm? Oh, very nice.
But then you might have thought it was nice the way it was.
Oh.
When I was still at school.
Oh, I see.
Me before my mother persuaded me to have it altered.
It looks perfectly natural to me.
And it's all mine. Well, just a little improvement on a natural start. You haven't told me your wife's name.
Haven't I?
Well, you don't have to if you don't want to.
It's Cynthia.
I suppose I'm lucky having an unfashionable name. My mother wanted to call me Gloria, but Dad insisted on Ruth.
I think names are very important.
My dad thought that Ruth had a sense of history, whereas Gloria was just a passing fancy.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm glad I'm not called Gloria.
But the barmaid here is called Gloria.
I think my dad was right. He often is. But he doesn't persist, you know, with his point. Oh, he's too soft that way. Anyone could walk over him. He's sympathetic, you know, he doesn't want to cause any trouble. Although trouble often results for him not being more decisive than he is. Like my sister's name, for instance. She's called Roberta. He's not very suitable. So I'm glad he took a stand with Ruth.
Mm. Of course, I call her Cindy.
Cindy?
Short for Cynthia. Well, it's one form of contraction, as you might say.
Makes us sound like Cinderella.
In a way, yeah, there aren't lots of possibilities with Cynthia, you
And you
see.
Don't like Cynthia?
No, not that I don't like it. No. It's just that it sounds, you know, it's a bit...
I think I know what you mean.
I like a simple name, you know. Like Ruth.
Well, it's easier when you're a child, you know, and you're trying to sort of say your own name.
Monosyllabic. That's the word.
The first thing I called myself was Woof.
Was it really?
Yeah, then it was Roots. And, oh, I don't know how I would have managed with Cynthia.
Because I did think of calling her Sin, but it isn't appropriate, if you know what I mean.
I understand.
But contractions are difficult. Unless, of course, you go in for nicknames.
Oh, I was lucky with my name. I mean, it was short enough. It's my nose that was too long. What does she call you?
Excuse me, I'll get you another drink.
No, thanks, I'm fine.
I did get you a large one.
I know.
Well, I can never drink more than a pint, so I thought it would save running back and forth, you know, to the bar.
I've heard some men in the office refer to you as Kippers.
Have you?
Does she call you Kippers?
No. Well, as a matter of fact, she doesn't have a special name for me.
She just calls you Frank.
That's right.
I've got my own name for you.
Have you?
I call you Speedy.
Speedy?
Because you're always dashing about. Busy with your job, never lose a minute, quick off the mark.
Is that the impression I give?
Of course, it's my own private name. I don't call you that to anyone else.
Well, I like to think I'm efficient.
Take yourself seriously, don't you? You're a bit of a tycoon in a way, aren't you? You like to think of yourself as middle-aged, a man of maturity, a stable personality, somebody to be relied on, but still with youthful speed in performing your duties.
And that's why you call me Speedy.
You like that, don't you?
If you think it suits me, it's rather flattering, I must say.
A bit of a joke, if you ask me.
Hmm?
You might be flying about the place. You're quick at some things. A bit like a racehorse. Blinkered. In a way, neither seeing to your left or right.
I don't know what you mean.
Does she love you?
Who?
Cindy.
Well, we've been married 7 years, you know.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, almost 8.
There you go again, taking yourself seriously.
Well, I'm very fond of her. And she's a good wife to me. Very reliable, no nonsense, completely trustworthy.
But she doesn't love you.
Not in that way. Not like she did at the beginning. Not as I remember she did.
If you must know, I thought you'd never ask me.
Well, I always meant to. I had it in mind.
Speedy, you must be joking. It's taken you 3 whole years.
Well, you said yourself I wasn't the sort to take advantage
of it. 3 years?
Besides, when you first came, well, I was very happy with Cindy.
Oh, you were you?
That was one of the happiest periods.
Oh, really?
I was very happy then.
Just at that moment?
We were having one of our happy periods.
You mean she was loving you and everything?
And everything was going very well.
you're lying.
I was happy, I tell you.
Oh, no, you weren't. You were miserable as sin. That stood out a mile. It's the very first thing I noticed when I first met you.
Listen, I should know whether or not I was happy.
You don't have to bluff with me. I'm not going to hurt you.
We were getting along fine, I tell you. We were giving it another try. You know.
It was all washed up. You knew that.
Well, there had been talk of a divorce. We'd split up for a whole month. We were back together again, and everything was like it had been at the beginning. More or less.
I could see you were just plain unhappy. I only wanted to help.
You see, I was so anxious to make it work. I used to rush home every night from the office just to make sure everything was all right. Nothing was too much trouble.
You're a liar. Every night you left the office, you used to come straight in here to this very bar and drink solidly till 7 or 8.
Who told you that?
It's true, isn't it?
No.
Oh, you may not know your line, but you are.
I don't think you understand.
You're a liar, Frank. Why don't you stop kidding yourself?
Well, I want my marriage to work, you see. That's what I'm trying to say.
Look, why don't you accept things the way they are?
But maybe I should just go.
No, no. Oh, don't go. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I suppose you think it's none of my business, but... Do you know, I don't know why I'm... I mean, I'm not shorter. Oh, you? Did you put something in my drink? Pot or something?
Just a shot of vodka.
You what?
Well, I mean, I'd already had, you know, 3 double whiskies. And, well, I wanted you to catch up.
3 double scotch? A man who can only take a pint of beer? Why? You can't drown it in drink. Why don't you just accept things the way they are?
Well, I don't normally, you know. I mean, not whiskey. Not before a meal, nothing like that. It's just that I was, well, you know, I put it off and off. I wanted to ask you, but I didn't. Well, then I did. I finally did it, and I needed, well, some Dutch courage, if you like.
Look, I wanted to help you. I tried to show you I was interested. I mean, right at the beginning. I'd been in the office... Oh, it must be less than 3 months. Yes, it was in the 3rd month. I remember quite clearly. It was clear you were in trouble. Oh, you were sad, Frank, behind that speedy smile. But your smile was always quick to cover any... well, hint of unhappiness that you let slip. That's why I decided to call you Speedy. Because of your smile.
Well, as I said, we had just made it up.
Made it up?
Sort of.
But I watched you. Every day, Frank, I watched your every move. Whenever you came in sight, your quick, evasive gestures, your frequent trips out of the office during hours, your inevitable return to this bar every night at 5:45.
I come in here from time to time.
Oh, no, this is your regular haunt. You go to other pubs from time to time with the other men from the office, but this is your private hideaway.
And what was I hiding from?
Yes, what?
I don't think you understand.
Yes, Speedy, I do. I know perfectly well that by the time I'd fallen for you, Cindy'd already walked out on you. I knew that every night you went back to an empty house. And that's why you drank. Putting off the moment, making sure that when you did get home, you had enough drink inside you to... kill the pain. I mean, to put you to sleep as soon as you got indoors.
You're letting your imagination run away with you.
Am I? I followed you home one night, I tell you. On the tube in the next compartment. All the way to the front door. Oh, I nearly knocked. But before I could get halfway up the garden path, you turned out the lights.
Well...
Well, you've asked me now. After 3 years, you finally asked me out. You've broken the spell.
It seems that way.
Where is she now?
Cindy.
Do you still see her?
From time to time.
When was the last time?
Oh, it must be a year now.
Oh, it's my fault. I should have been more decisive. I mean, it wasn't as if I was stealing you or anything. I mean, I'd been abandoned. I should have taken the initiative.
Well, I wanted to ask you, but I didn't know what you'd think. I mean, with me being married
and all... But that's all over. What matter is it now? You've asked me here for a drink, and I've come. And we've both had some drinks, and the past doesn't matter. It's the present that counts. The question is, Frank, what are we going to do about it?
Well, I would like to see you again.
No, what I mean is, what are we going to do about it now?
If we could keep in touch somehow. I could write or something, and you could let me know how you like your new job. If you would come to London one weekend, we might, I could take you to a show.
Speedy, listen.
There are lots of shows I'd like to take you to, lots of them. We could spend several evenings doing different shows. Well, we could see how it went along. But if I was particularly flush, I might even
are
take
you it. Still having to keep her?
Hmm?
Do you pay her money?
Well, she is my wife, after all. I don't want her out on the street.
But she walked out on you.
But she's still my wife.
You haven't seen her in a whole year.
It's something like that.
Whereas we're here now. After nearly 3 years of waiting, we're actually sitting together in the same room talking. Oh, give me your hand. So, what are we going to do about it?
Well, I don't know.
You must know.
What do you want to
do? I want what you want.
Oh, it's up to you, really.
You decide, please.
Would you like another drink? Oh, it's not that I need one. I just thought perhaps... Well, you might like to...
Shall I come home with you?
To my house?
Would you like that?
I hadn't thought about
it. Well, don't think about it. Do something. Go on, do something. Be impulsive. Go on, decide.
Well, I would like you to, yes.
Well...
Sometime.
Look, we're here now. Why not now?
It's just that, you know, look, I'm still married.
I don't mind. I wouldn't have suggested it if I'd have minded, would I?
I have to think of it, you know. I mean, I have to think of her.
Cindy? Do you mean Cindy?
She's still my wife, after all.
After what? She walked out on you, didn't she? Abandoned the ship and left you to sink. You haven't seen her in a year. Do you think she cares?
Look, she still has her key.
She's what?
She might come back. You never know.
Surprise us, is that it?
It wouldn't be very nice, if you know what I mean.
Is that what you're afraid of? The off chance that after 3 years she might come back and find another woman in her house. Oh, no, 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 it's no longer her, Speedy. She's given up that sort of thing after all this time. You can't turn the clock back.
Look, sometime I would like you to come. Well, honestly, I would.
Look, we're here now.
When I know you a little better.
After 3 years, we finally managed to sit down together for half an hour to talk to each other.
Well, we could write and tell each other how things are developing. That sort of thing.
What sort of thing?
It's just that, well, I need time.
Time! Time! God, you've had 3 years. Finally, after 3 years, you've asked me out. You've asked me to come here to your private hideaway, and I appreciate that, Speedy. It means a lot to a girl when a man takes her into his private world. You've asked me? And I've said yes. And I'm saying yes again, even though you haven't asked me, because you decided to make the first move and it's up to me to make the second. That's why.
And I like writing letters. It's not something that I do very often anymore, but I like writing them to someone I want.
No! No, no! We're here today and gone tomorrow. If you don't take me while I'm here, then that's that.
And the next time you come, I could take you to... Yes, that's it. Call it the Players' Theatre. It's a real Victorian music hall, if you like to sing, and...
There'll be no next time, Speedy. Not if there's no now. You've got a choice, haven't you? Either you can take me back to your place now, which I want and you want, or you can just go on sitting here drinking. Because if you don't take me now, I'm going to go and catch the next train. It's your choice. And you must decide.
Look, let's try to be friends first.
Look! If I go out that door alone, then that's going to be the end. The end. Finished. No more contact, nothing.
Look, maybe if we had another drink first, you know.
Now or never, Speedy.
After all, it won't take long. to get home. You know where I live. It's not far.
You want to go. All right. You've decided. All right.
Well, drop me a line. You know the address. I'll answer straight away, I promise.
I'm going. Speedy. Well, I won't shake hands if you don't mind. Goodbye.
If you hang on a minute, I'll come with you. To the station, I mean.
Oh, never mind. I'll manage.
Gloria, let's have two more doubles, love. Yes, make it two. Save me running back and forth.